Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, 11 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Drew Nixon producing the show. Logan Weber, he is in for Cody today. Bink will be in tomorrow. Cody's back on Wednesday. Reminder, 1 hour from now, Andy Reid will speak exclusively here on 96.5 The Fan. Do not miss that, as each and every Monday he speaks thanks to Arvest Bank. So that's coming up in just a bit. We obviously are talking through not only just yesterday what went wrong, but this obviously is much bigger than just yesterday. It has ramifications for this season, sure, and whether or not this team makes the playoffs or not, and we'll get back into that, I promise, a little bit later on in the show. And we're taking your text, 913-586-7965. That always is open. Phones as well. We normally don't take calls, but on a day like today, we definitely will, and we appreciate those of you who have called in already. We'll go ahead and open the phone lines back up for this conversation as well, 913-586-7965, because not just yesterday. I'm talking bigger picture, not who gets the blame yesterday, but who gets the blame for just the team, the organization being in the spot where they're a 500 football team in danger of not making the postseason. And you've got clearly an offense that is once again broken. You've got a defense that throughout this season, let alone yesterday, but throughout the season has struggled to get after the quarterback. So who gets the most blame for this position that they are in? Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Patrick Mahomes? Is there somebody else I'm not mentioning? Because look, the simple answer is all of them, clearly, yeah. Right? There is not just one person. That's not how any of these organizations work. It is never one person for why a organization sits in the spot that they're in. But the name we have not really discussed much yet today, we're just getting started, is Brett Veach and part of this equation too. Because if we were to do the pie chart, at least if I were to do the pie chart, Logan, on most blame for why they are where they are, the biggest piece of the pie is still Andy Reid for me. It is still his show. Brett Veach is his guy. I know Andy will deflect whenever there's personnel decisions and say, I don't know, Brett's handling that. Nothing is still happening without Andy Reid also either approving it or at the very least being heavily involved in those 100%. Conversations, right? I think we all recognize that. So Andy Reid still, for this team being in the spot that they are in, he still, of course, shoulders the biggest chunk of the pie for me. Brett Veach is a much bigger chunk than I think a lot of people want to mention, because when we talk about the run game and others, I thought they should have invested more heavily in the running back position in the offseason. When they signed Kareem Hunt, right, we said, does that mean they're not going to spend a fairly high draft pick on a running back? I hope not. Well, they didn't. They didn't draft one until the seventh round. It's Breshard Smith, who they really won't utilize all that much. Yesterday, it was even less production, less usage than the couple weeks before. Elijah Mitchell was an offseason signing. He was activated for the first time in 2025 yesterday. Christian Fulton was only active for what, like the third time
yeah.
of the season. They signed him to a 2-year, $20 million contract. So Brett Veach is a huge chunk. I guess we did percentages for all of that. I don't know. I'm bad at math, but I'll go ahead, Logan, and say Andy Reid probably gets about 55% or so of the pie. And then I split it up between Veach and Mahomes. And then I guess if we really want to go further, I'm not really including assistant coaches on this chart. Maybe you guys want to.
Yeah, I certainly lean towards Brett Veach getting a little bit more of the blame than maybe you do. I'm with you 100%. I feel like we're sitting here with six broken bones and trying to decide which one is hurting us the most. They're all to blame, but I lean a little bit more towards Brett Veach only because, and this is, again, we are beginning to see the downside of a dynasty come to fruition in front of us. Because what happens? Well, we saw it with the Patriots. We've seen it with NFL teams in the past. We've seen it with all sports in the past, where you put together this incredible collection of talent and you go on to have tremendous success. Well, sometime eventually you're going to have to pay the piper, and you've literally had to pay the piper. You've had to give Patrick Mahomes the massive contract and Chris Jones and Travis Kelce. And then beyond that, you know, you've had to try to retain other guys like Creed Humphrey. You gave Trey Smith the largest contract for a guard in NFL history. And then you've had a few more misses, I would say, along the way than maybe you're accustomed to. And give Brett Veach all the credit in the world for what he does late in drafts, right? Finding guys like L'Jarius Sneed a few years ago, and he went on to have the success he did in Kansas City, and what they've got right now with somebody like a Jalen Watson and Leo Chenault, he's great at that. But in recent years, there has been a much more concerning miss rate with the higher draft picks. You know, going out and drafting Felix Anudike Uzomah in the first round, who I know is on the pup list right now because of the injury, season ending, whatever, but he hasn't done much of anything.
No, he's a bust.
In 3 years,
he's
right?
A bust.
You drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round. Meanwhile, Jonathan Taylor was five picks later in the second round. Complete whiff early in draft picks. When you have your highest chance of success, your highest hit rate overall, he's missing on those guys. And then a real unwillingness to be super aggressive in free agency. And when you are aggressive, those haven't really worked out. You gave Juwan Taylor crazy money to be nothing more than at best an average right tackle with serious penalty issues. You went out and you gave Christian Fulton a ton of money to do nothing until yesterday, where he plays nine snaps. He gives up a ton of catches. Meanwhile, Noel Williams got zero snaps in that football game. Not really understanding. And I get the, you know, wide receiver has been a major point of emphasis for the Chiefs in the last few years, and it should have been because the wide receivers were a glaring problem. But you knew this past offseason, running back and defensive line was going to be a problem. And from the draft to the deadline, they did little to nothing in addressing that. Yeah, you got Omar Norman Lott in the second round. He goes down with the injury. It happens. You drafted Jelati, but you needed more defensive line help than just that. And what did you do? Re-sign, trade for Derek Nnadi, who you let walk, and then sign Mike Pinnell before the deadline, who you also let walk.
Yeah, so I don't disagree with the misses that have happened. And I think there's a huge chunk of the pie of blame for Brett Veach, but I still think with some of what happened this offseason, to me, it's when I say Andy Reid, I'm also including Spags and the entire coaching staff in there as well. When last year they go and they acquire a Josh Uche, the coaching staff not willing to play him.
True.
You know, as much when they move on from Derek Nnadi, was that them trying to be cheap and save the cap, or was that the coaches thought they could get past and didn't need him, and then they end up having to give up assets to bring him back? What I'm saying is, like, sometimes those moves, Brett Veach is the GM, okay? But I Andy Reid, to me, these moves do not happen without him being involved, as I said, heavily involved, if not signing off on it as well. And so that's why I think he gets the bigger chunk, not to mention, as we already spent a huge chunk of the show talking about the play calling aspect of it and not adapting and being loyal to a fault And it's tough. Look, if I was in their shoes and I've won three rings with this group of DC and a couple of them with Matt Nagy as well, and then I got Andy Heck, who's my offensive line coach, been with me, and I've got Joe Colan, and keep going down the list of these guys, it's hard to be willing to move on. It took them a while to remember, obviously, ultimately move on from Bob Sutton, ultimately move on from Eric Bieniemy. It was a mutual parting of ways at that point in time. He is very, very loyal, and I think it's tough to shift, and that is also how you get in a spot like this. By no means am I saying that Steve Spagnuolo should not be the defensive coordinator. That's not what I'm arguing. My point is just that when we're saying that they haven't adapted, when it's become stagnant, when it's become predictable, some of that is because of your coaching staff not willing to adapt, and so therefore that falls on Andy Reid for me. The only person that's checking Andy Reid could is Clark Hunt.
Right.
I'm sorry. That is it. The only way, like, if you were convinced that, and even if Brett Veach thought that Andy Reid needs to move on from a certain position coach or Dave Tobe in the offseason, I'm just throwing out names. The only person that's going to, quote unquote, force Andy to do that and can is Andy Reid himself or Clark Hunt.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's just the reality of the setup. And it has obviously worked very, very good, very, very well for a long time. But that is the reality of the setup. And that's why Andy Reid will always get a bigger chunk of the pie. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is part of the reason to blame here. I still think some of the spots he's been put in has been because of coaching, but he has been pressing far too much in the biggest moments, wanting to make that play that he got away with making maybe in the past and realizing it's just not there this year. And that's exactly what happened yesterday, by the way. Just take the 3 points. You don't have to get a touchdown on that play. And that is a switch that he seemingly can't turn off right now. And that's a big problem that they have as well.
I think that you brought up a good point in that this group being together as long as it has been the reason for the success, right? But that's a fine line that you walk, because it can also be your doom. And when you go to as many Super Bowls as this Chiefs team has had, you know, 5 and 7 years when they've won 3 and 5, when you do the things that this team has done, whether you want to admit it or not, you run the risk of complacency becoming a major factor, right? When you've been as good as you've been, you get comfortable, and comfortability can lead to complacency. And I look at this team, and it was so evident in that fourth quarter yesterday, and it has been for quite some time in these one-score games this year, where that sort of killer mentality, right? What did Andy Reid say? When things are grim, be the grim reaper.
Right.
That's not happening anymore. They just, I think, assume that it's going to happen because it has for so long that they don't seem to have that do or die desire any longer. And maybe that is because this coaching staff and this front office and these players have been together as long as they have. And again, I'm with you. I'm not advocating for anybody to get fired. That would be somewhat foolish, because that's what has made this team so good for so long, is that they've all been together as long as they have. But at a certain point, you have to self-reflect and think about, okay, What are the motivating factors in why this is happening, and why aren't you being as motivated as you once were?
913-586-7965. We'll continue to read some of your texts. I want to get to also the phone lines are open here as the Chiefs fall to 5-5. We're trying to right now discuss where things are at with the organization and how they got to this particular spot. Dylan in Butler joins us here on Cody and Gold. Thanks for holding.
Hey guys. Wanted your opinion. I think it's a lot to do with the coaching. Your defense isn't getting turnovers anymore. Anytime we have a decent return on special teams, it seems like Cochran in particular is always the one caught holding. Offense, you know, any big play we get just always comes back with a penalty. You know, your defense, it seems like in big down moments that you need it, it's always, you know, pass interference or illegal hands to the face or, you know, what have you. It's the penalties is what's killing us, I feel like. And, you know, if the defense would help out, force some turnovers, special teams to get some returns, maybe give the offense, you know, where they're not having to go 70, 80 yards every time, it might help out. But I'll listen on the other side and let you guys kind of debate it.
Thank you, Dylan. 913-586-7965.
Yeah, I agree with some of what he's saying. The one thing that I refuse to do is put much of the blame for the way this season has started on the defense. Because I think of the three units that the Chiefs have put on the football field the first 10 weeks or 10 games of this season, they have been the best of the three. The special teams has far and away been the worst unit, and I would put the Chiefs offense behind the defense because I think the expectation was higher, and they haven't even come close to living up to it just yet. The one thing that I have always been critical of with Steve Spagnuolo's defenses, always, as good as they have been and as good a defensive coordinator as Spags is, they generally do not generate turnovers. It's been a long-running concern with the Chiefs' defense, and this year hasn't been any different, especially over the last month and a half, I would say. He's exactly right. You know, what has killed, what's been the Chiefs' undoing is them turning the ball over, and there hasn't seemed to been a reciprocation from the Chiefs' defense, right? They blitz aggressively, but they don't necessarily defend aggressively in the secondary, right? Rush five, rush six, send pressure off the edge, drop back in coverage, play sort of like a Tampa 2, keep everything in front, and that can work really, really well, that bend don't break sort of philosophy. But eventually, you've got to make plays to give your offense a short field. And the Broncos did an incredible job of that yesterday on their side of the football, and the Chiefs haven't. And that has been a problem for quite some time. I mean, Trent McDuffie is as good of a corner as you're going to find in the National Football League. But the one knock against him is the same knock as the entire secondary. They don't generate interceptions. They don't get takeaways to give the football back to the offense an extra amount of times per game.
913-586-7965. A few people texting about Chris Jones. What's sad about yesterday in general for the entire season, I agree with you. Yesterday was not the game to be critical of Chris Jones, actually. That was probably Chris Jones' best game of the season, guys. And I know nobody wants to hear that today, the day after a loss. The same reason why today we're not talking about Travis Kelce breaking a franchise record, because nobody wants to hear that today, and I get it. So we'll discuss that tomorrow, maybe. But today's not the day to be critical of Chris Jones. Now, if we're talking bigger picture, it's been a bad year for him. Fair enough, right? Fair enough. We've all been criticizing him. But yesterday was not that. Like, if you're pointing to yesterday, I disagree. I thought Chris Jones actually put together his best effort of the entire season.
So I have a question for you real quick. I did look it up, Logan. They're fourth in the NFL, the Chiefs defense, in points allowed per game. So they're there, but also turnovers. They are 24th in the NFL in turnovers per game. They allow, which is worse than Tennessee, Carolina, Miami. So in terms of the forcing turnovers thing, it obviously is weird to see a defense that's as good as they are not force turnovers. But the question I have is, it feels like to me, I think Brett Veach deserves actually maybe 5 to 10% of the blame, actually, if we're splitting a pie chart out, because somebody texted in earlier, he hasn't addressed defensive line. He drafted two of the top three draft picks he had were defensive line. And he brought, I know it's Derek Nottie, but he addressed spots.
Yeah, but he's in the business of getting it right as well.
I know, I understand that, but I think also part of that, isn't that also coaching staff, where they had not a single blessed person could rush the passer. And Ashton Gelati, Nate's come on the show and said, hey, look to Ashton Gelati. Ashton Gelati's barely even getting on the field. So I think to that standpoint, Brett is giving you the talent. It's utilizing it, I think, as well. Like, where, yes, he has not hit on some of those draft picks, but also I think when you're as down as the defensive line is seen from a pressure standpoint, you might just throw the rookie out there and say, hey, dude, you're starting. Get after it, man, and just let him go. And I think that goes back to the loyalty thing that you guys mentioned as well, where Spags is loyal to a guy and doesn't want to move off from it, or Andy's loyal to a guy and doesn't want to move off of it, even though maybe the more talented player is kind of sitting right in front of them, even though they are a rookie or might not, quote unquote, understand the defense as much.
This is why the coaches and Andy Reid, the bigger piece of the pie is absolutely.
And
that's why, if you've been listening, off and on throughout the show, or if you've been listening to more since the beginning of the show, most of my attention today has been about coaching. Doesn't mean it's not about Veach or Mahomes or whatever, but whether it was yesterday, right now we're talking season long, bigger picture organizational problems. I still put way more of it on the coaching staff. But yeah, Brett Veach, I don't 5 or 10%, we're splitting hairs. I don't know, Drew, how I would break it down. I mean, maybe it's a little bit more than that. I would
say
for
Brett
Veach,
but anything,
but it's he's part of the chart. He's certainly not the biggest part of the chart, but they have put themselves in a spot you know, with the roster construction, well, I actually think this roster in some ways you could argue is better than a year ago. That's the craziest thing. I know it sounds asinine when this team is 5-5 and they won 15 games a year ago. That gets in the whole one score game thing again. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually think the roster is good enough where they should be far better than a 5-5 football team. But this is the whole regression. So last year they probably were not a 15-2 team, if that makes sense. Like, roster wise, in the way they probably were not as good dominant as you would think a 15-2 team were. But they were this year. If they finish, let's say they miss the playoffs, they finish at 9-8. I don't think this roster, any of us would say, is a roster that has any business being 9-8. But that's what they would be, right? So yeah. We're going to get back into this. We'll continue to take your calls later on in the show. 913-586-7965. Chiefs Red Half Hour is 10 minutes away. I want to talk about Bo Nix, who, yes, outplayed Patrick Mahomes yesterday. But first, let's get to the trash of the day.
Trash of the day.
All right, briefly pivot from football, briefly. Let's go to Greece. You guys, I gave you an option between two or three. You guys said go with this one. I think this one's a little dark. Maybe it's fitting today. I don't know. A 22-year-old man in Greece swallowed an entire burger without chewing it as a joke while eating with friends. The problem is he collapsed at a restaurant on Thursday after the burger blocked his airways. His friends thought he was joking at first, then soon started hitting his back against the column trying to get the burger out. He stopped breathing for 2 minutes before emergency services arrived. He's currently in critical condition. I told you, this is dark. This is really dark. You guys wanted to hear this one. All because he was swallowing an entire burger.
Yeah, because
without chewing.
Now, the reason why I said go ahead and do, obviously it's a bad situation, and I wouldn't wish this on anybody, but this screams of, hey, man, you want me to try something right now? Guess what I can do? I'm going to swallow this burger entirely all by itself, and I'm not going to chew anything. It sounds like a game gone wrong, and that's why it falls into this trash of the day category that I feel like is for today.
Yeah, him being a 22-year-old, definitely, it's right in line there, right? Like college-age, high school-age kids who do not think about their own health and safety in certain occasions. Like, who in their right mind... Like, I'm not that much older than these guys, but I mean, at 27, 28 years old, there's no chance I'm even considering trying to swallow an entire burger whole. Just shows you that, you know, with age comes wisdom, and at 22 years old, you got to find a little bit more wisdom than that rather than trying to eat a whole cheeseburger by yourself.
Drew, do you think you could do that?
No, nor would I try. No, hold on. How big, to fit an entire burger, how big does your mouth have to be to fit the entire burger?
Or how small does the burger have to be? You know, if this was like a cheeseburger slider, if this is a quarter pound cheeseburger, I don't know what. Apparently, too big.
Yeah, apparently, it was a Whopper.
Was the answer.
Too big?
I don't know what kind of, does Burger King exist in Greece? I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it does, technically, in Greece.
I'm sure.
But I'm talking about the country, not Greece itself. That was horrendous.
It just feels like a definitely a college thing. Like, yo, man, you think I can do this? And then you try it out, and it doesn't go as planned.
Chew your food. That's the lesson
today. Chew your food.
That's the lesson. Yeah. I'm glad we got to that.
It was either
that or what was the other one, Drew? The AI. We did the AI bot last week.
Would have been a good follow-up.
AI bots are now having children. Yeah. Let's think about that for a second. That's a real sentence. AI bots are having children.
I will say this. I am not ever going to do this, nor do I encourage it, but I would be very interested to see what this dynamic is like. You know, what is it like to be in the presence of an AI family? Essentially, like, what does that even look like?
How do you parent an AI child?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Who's the AI child bringing home? Who's the AI child going to prom with? How do you have the talk with an AI child? These are the questions that need answers.
How do you have the talk? It's a little Johnny.
That's the trash of your day. Up next.
What are the kids' names? No way it's Johnny.
Chiefs Red Half Hour. Let's talk about Patrick Mahomes, his level of play right now, getting outplayed by Bo Nix, and we'll get back into the running backs. And what happened yesterday makes me feel even stronger about one point we made.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In the offseason.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour is brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Coming up in 25 minutes, we're expecting to hear from Andy Reid. Exclusively here on 96.5 The Fan. Of course, it'll be the first time he will speak post-loss while back in Kansas City. He spoke a little bit after the game yesterday. We'll see if there's any more insight there. As you guys know, sometimes on these press conferences, they're somewhat limited what we get, but we'll hear from Andy. We'll obviously bring you all of that right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. I do want to talk about the running back conversation some more here in about 8 minutes or so. In particular, of course, how they handled the final two drives, but just the running back group, how the organization has handled that position, how you think they should handle it, and does that change any of your feelings about the team? But Patrick Mahomes got outplayed by Bo Nix yesterday, and admittedly, I don't think that's something that any of us ever really considered happening. Like, you can be down on how Mahomes has played, and you can say he's not been playing at the same level the last year or so, but how many of you actually thought Patrick Mahomes was getting outplayed by Bo Nix? But that's the reality of what happened yesterday. And I can just box score it if you want as well. I want to talk more in depth, but box score wise, Mahomes, 45 attempts yesterday, 29 of 45, 276, a touchdown, the key pick in the end zone. Bo Nix, 24 of 37, 295. No touchdowns, but no mistakes, no interceptions in the game. He got outplayed. Bo Nix, in the biggest moment, stepped up and made a crucial throw. We can talk all we want about Steve Spagnuolo and on third and 15 or whatever, how they were playing defense, but Bo Nix made the throw to, I think it was Cortland Sutton, right?
Yeah.
On the particular throw that I'm talking about. He stepped up, and he's someone that has been heavily criticized for a while. And to his credit, he came up and made a huge play. Now, I still don't. Do I think Bo Nix is, you know, a top 10 quarterback in the league? No, absolutely not. But in this particular game, he did enough. And what he showed yesterday is why, and we're going to talk more about the contender stuff, is why the Broncos, I do have to now put them in the Super Bowl conversation, Super Bowl contender. Would I put my hard-earned money on them to win it? No. But they're a contender. How can they not be? They have a defense that is Super Bowl caliber, plain and simple. I think we all understand that. We kind of knew that before the game. Now even more so after what they just did to Kansas City yesterday. And their quarterback is capable in the biggest moments, the one score game stuff that the Chiefs had on their side. Boy, oh boy, do the Broncos have that going for them this year.
No question. I mean, what Bo Nix did a better job of yesterday than Patrick Mahomes did was take advantage of what was given to him. You know, I watched, we saw it, especially that play down on the goal line where you had 3 points on the board. Mahomes tries to throw something up that ends up in an interception. Mind you, lest we forget, that was the second interception he had thrown on that drive. He threw that airmailed throw to Travis Kelce on the sort of that backyard football that seemed like they were just on different wavelengths, and it gets returned for a touchdown, but you had the illegal touching.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Which was, he threw one pick. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, he threw the pick six that got called back by the illegal touching, which I will add seemed a little bit ticky-tack from my view, but that was the officiating in yesterday's game. It just felt like when Bo Nix had pressure in his face or when nothing was open, he took the easy throw and just lived to play another down, lived to get to that second down, lived to get to a third down. Mahomes didn't do that. And when those chances popped up for the big time throws, you know, those deep balls down the field, Bo Nix was more accurate on those throws. He hit Troy Franklin on that 35-yard pass. He hit Pat Bryant for 48. That big third and 15 conversion for 21 yards to Cortland Sutton. Mahomes had the one for 61 yards to Tyquan Thornton. Everything else was lackluster when it came to those deep balls, those big plays of 20-plus yards. Bo Nix was better there, and he was better when he just took the check down and lived to play for second or third down.
913-586-7965. Someone said, why are we putting this on Mahomes? Not on the fact that we threw the ball 50 times, including third and shorts. I understand you're just tuning into the show. We're going to get back into the run game stuff. In fact, I've spent probably too much time talking about my thoughts on the coaching staff. No, nobody is suggesting that this was all on Mahomes yesterday. But part of the equation, as we talk through it for all 4 hours today, is how Patrick Mahomes played and how Bo Nix played and who outplayed who. And it was not who anybody would have guessed going into the game. I mean, that is just the reality. Now, I disagree from the 913. Someone says, I mean, Nix went against the worst D-line and overall defense. I think Pat would have had success against our defense. Look, the Broncos defense is awesome. Awesome. Nick Benito, Zach, awesome. There was no Pat Sertan back there. But we don't have to like make up facts just because we're all pissed off today.
Yeah.
The Chiefs defense is not the worst defense in football. It's not the worst overall defense. Like, stop. As much as I'm not happy and we're all in a bad mood probably today to a certain extent. And Steve Spagnuolo, I don't know what happened on a couple third downs. We don't need to make up facts though. And act like they're now the worst defense in football. Stop. Come on now. We can be smarter than that.
I mean, again, I feel like hindsight is a little bit 20/20 here. You know, I got somebody in the text line saying that Mahomes threw that ball because he saw the flag. It didn't look that way live. It didn't appear that way on the replay. And yeah, Mahomes,
it all comes
pointed
back. He's pressing though. Like that's the bigger theme of the whole thing. Is like he has pressed in these big moments. Feels like when the offense is stagnant. Remember, at that point in time, the offense had how many points on the board when he threw that interception?
At that,
was that six or were they at the 13?
I think they were at 13.
Okay,
when
so
that
they're at 13 points, which is obviously not up to his standard, their standard in their mind, right? Even against Buffalo, they scored 21. But the point is, I think late in games, if the offense has been sluggish, three and outs, if he knows that they're not having fun, we know when the offense was rolling, It was against Detroit. It was against the Raiders, yes. It was against the Commanders, yes. But how many times did Patrick Mahomes tell Carrington? How many times did Creed Humphrey say to the locker room, or when he came on this show, actually, that what's the difference? Well, we're having fun out there. Well, when they're not having fun, what it looks like that, but then Patrick Mahomes presses when he's not having fun, and that leads to an interception in that case that takes 3 points off the board. Who knows how the rest of the game goes? Am I saying that they still didn't have opportunities to win? Yeah, I mean, look, they penalties all over the place. Yeah, we're going to get into the running stuff. They didn't run the ball late, refused to. That's on coaching. Patrick Mahomes made poor decisions. This is how you lose games. This is how you're 5-5. Yep. It is never one thing. Never. Like, as much as it is, how easy it is to be critical on any sport on one player or one coach, it is never just one thing when your team has Super Bowl aspirations and expectations and you're now 5-5. When you have won a division for 9 years in a row, the standard is different. Like, someone earlier had a text that thought it was funny. They were like, hey, the Steelers are, you know, have for years under Mike Tomlin have been in this exact same spot and nobody freaks out. Well, there's people in Pittsburgh, I can promise you, that are not happy still. But I would also say the standard is different here. The Chiefs are in the middle of a dynasty run. Maybe it's over. We're going to find out. And the standard is not just being 500 and scraping by. Now, I think we would all, you know, what we would all give just for them to make the playoffs at this point. There's a few out there that want them to just fall apart and get a high draft pick. I'm not there at all. I think that's a terrible way to approach the prime of Patrick Mahomes' career. So I won't be on board with that.
Isn't this something, and it's weird because we heard all of this stuff in the offseason. Hey, watch out for this offense. I mean, Hollywood was talking about it. Rasheed was talking about it. Xavier was talking about it. Watch out for this offense. We got the D-ball and all of these things. But it's weird. Collectively, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Everybody, I think, agrees that, like you mentioned last segment, the team is more talented this year maybe than it was last year, but it feels like every game is still a grind similar to how really the last 2 years have gone. And it's hard to make sense of it, just where, yes, Mahomes got outplayed by Bo Nix, but it feels like Patrick almost has to be perfect in a way for them to be able to win a game where he's got to be locked in, no turnovers and everything. It feels like every game has no margin for error. Otherwise, you end up losing in these close games.
I don't disagree, but I would also argue, I mean, Mahomes has had 3 red zone turnovers this year. They've lost all 3 games. I don't care who the quarterback is. Typically, you're right, in the past, the Chiefs could overcome stuff like that. But I would say 95% of teams in the NFL, if I tell you, like even Drake May, who's playing awesome and is the MVP favorite along with Matthew Stafford. If Drake May, and I don't know who they play this coming Sunday, but whoever, right?
The Bengals, actually.
Well, maybe it's a bad example then because they're playing the Bengals. I was going to say, if Drake May has a red zone turnover or two, their chances of winning said football game go down drastically. Yeah. Like, I don't think, like, yes, if the argument is that in the past, Mahomes could do that and they would still win. Yeah, like 2 years ago, maybe. But most quarterbacks, if you do what Patrick Mahomes just did yesterday, there's a good chance you lose, especially against a quality team. That's the other thing. The mistakes that they made yesterday, it's one thing to make that against the Tennessee Titans, who they play later in the year. And it's another to do it against a Broncos team that, while we may not have respected them heading into the game, and I certainly didn't, and I was wrong, you can't do that against one of the best, if not the best, defense in football, and a team that is playing as good as anybody. They had won 7 in a row entering the game. Like, that was a recipe for disaster. Just like, at the same time, we probably were all prepared to say the Broncos, who should have been up 14-0, the Chiefs defense stood up and made it 6-0 instead of 14-0. At that point in time, you're thinking, oh, the Broncos blew their chance to win this game. But they didn't. The Chiefs had opportunities, and they flat out were unable to avoid some of the crucial mistakes. And then I want to get into now what someone texted in, which we already hit on earlier in the show, which is, despite all of the Mahomes issues yesterday and Andy Reid issues, the run game at the end of the game was there for them to potentially utilize. And I went back and forth with someone on the text line. And again, we appreciate the interaction. We're taking your calls today. We'll take more after Andy Reid speaks. So that'll be more towards 12:15, 12:30 today. 913-586-7965. Someone was saying, hey, what coach does adapt that has success? And that's the whole point, though, right? Like, yeah, historically across his career, Andy Reid has adapted schematically and game plan and creativity better than any other coach. Like, you go look at his time and from how he was winning when he was in Philadelphia to how they were winning 5 years ago. Like, Andy Reid historically has done that. That's the frustration, is I don't feel like he's doing that anymore. Like, that's the whole point. Like, this is not an indictment of his entire career, but when you were winning a certain way, you have to adapt if that does not work anymore. And he's usually been very good at that. Yesterday, even if it's one game, not even the entire season, nobody is suggesting that they need to become a 50-50 run pass offense. Not at all. Trust me, I don't want that either.
No.
However, in a game like yesterday, where you're playing a really, really quality team, when you are struggling to put points on the board because of the opponent as well, when your defense at that time is doing everything they possibly can to try to keep you in the game, because they did, and then you have opportunities with a lead, you go 3 and out, you don't run the ball. You get the ball back in a tie game with 4 minutes to go, you don't even try to run the football. Because you don't want to. There's no other explanation, by the way. It's not that we can't. You don't want to. And they need to run it 6 straight plays, although make the Broncos believe you want to run, and that's the issue. There was no threat of it, because they know what we all know, that you're not willing to run the football. That's what it wasn't about. They can't run the ball. Nobody's saying Kareem Hunt is an all-pro back. But they were running the football effectively yesterday, and they refused to on the two biggest drives of the season, frankly.
There is something to the sentiment of what got the Chiefs to the mountaintop that they were sitting upon for all those years was what they're doing now. Yes, that's right. What made them so successful is put the ball in 15's hands and he makes things happen. Sometimes you neglect the running game. That's all well and good. And I understand the thought process behind it. But that's also the same thought process that the other 31 teams in the NFL know about the Kansas City Chiefs. So what's gotten you 2-3 Super Bowl appearances in a row and 3 Super Bowl titles in 5 years is fantastic. But what is going to get you to your 4th straight Super Bowl? What's going to get you your 4th Super Bowl title in 6 years is not what got you to the first 5. It's just not, because that's what every team across the league is planning their game plan out for, is for Mahomes to get the football. Don't really worry that much about the running game. Don't get fooled by play action. Make sure that the DBs are in their drops on every play, regardless of run or pass. If they're in the shotgun, you really don't have to worry about the running game at all, because even when the Chiefs do run it out of the shotgun, it's incredibly ineffective, because shotgun runs are generally that ineffective. So I understand those people that are like, well, it got the Chiefs to this point. They've won 3 Super Bowls with it. I get that. And so does every other defensive coordinator in the National Football League. That's what they want you to do. You have to be able, it's adapt or die, folks, right? It's the law of nature. Adapt or die.
I mean, Chris Jones was talking about the defensive side, but it applies to the offense to me as well. After the game, he was speaking and he basically was saying how, you know, the Broncos kind of knew what was coming on a particular third down. And look, they watch film too. They're paid to game plan. Like Sean Payton, like in this whole entire day, it's all about the Chiefs. But like, give the Broncos also some credit here. They're scheming up. They're looking at film. They know what's coming. But the fact that it has happened so much this year is going back to the theme of really the show today, which is the fact that the Chiefs have become so stagnant offensively and defensively. Spags' defense is all built on deception. And it's not deceptive.
No,
it's not. And is it easier to be deceptive when you have a pass rush? Sure. And that goes back to personnel and a Brett Veach problem as well. That's why everybody's kind of getting the blame today. But, you know, I think it's fairly really interesting just moving forward for the football team. And we're all talking it out. Like someone says, you good gold, man, you're going through it today. Or we're talking out the issues of the football team. We're talking about the issues of the football team. Yeah, I'm not in a great mood today. But I think we're having a good conversation about some of the problems that have crept into this organization and this team in 2025.
Yeah. That rough weekend all around. I have to, my best part of my weekend was hanging Christmas lights. That's how my weekend went. Just one of those days, man. One of those weekends. I go to the Northwest Pitt State game at Sporting on Saturday and they get boat raced. They turn the ball over 4 times in the first half and go home and watch the second half of the Iowa-USC game and watch the Hawkeyes collapse in the last 30 minutes. And then I get to watch the Chiefs lose weekend, on Sunday. Man. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself. I wasn't close to being institutionalized or anything.
Did you listen to the Christmas music at least while you were putting the lights up?
No.
Okay.
No, just out in the yard with my wife and my dad and my brother and my mom hanging Christmas lights. That's what we did. and then had to rake leaves yesterday before the Chiefs game. Spent 4 hours before the Chiefs game raking the leaves in my backyard. That is an aspect of owning a home nobody warns you about at all. Raking leaves sucks, dude. And then you got nowhere to put them. So we have like this burn pit in our backyard. We just decided to start burning leaves in our backyard. That was a 3-hour process of burning leaves in our backyard.
Then it was a 3-hour process watching that Chiefs game right afterwards.
Yeah, not a fun weekend for me.
Someone says, where's Cody at? No way, he's still off from hernia surgery. He'll be back on Wednesday. Someone else said, is there a chance all three of you will be wearing the Hooters outfit? No, the bet was not whether the Chiefs would make the playoffs. Drew messed up on it. Drew should have nailed down some more criteria. Yeah. The bet was simply before the season, would Cincinnati make the playoffs or not? Drew said they would. Cody and I said, no, the loser of the bet has to wear the Hooters outfit. That is still happening. That's a different conversation. Cincinnati's not making the playoffs.
In fairness, me, like the rest of everybody, thought it was a lock that the Chiefs make the playoffs. So this is a...
But the bet wasn't about the Chiefs making the playoffs.
I know that. I'm just saying that's why I didn't include them. I thought it was set in stone. I thought it was already engraved 2025 playoffs, and the Chiefs would be one of the teams in there.
Yeah. And we'll get back to the playoff conversation, by the way, in the noon hour today. Whether or not you think they still make the postseason. We know the division's done, but are they still going to be a playoff team? What's the track record look like of teams in this spot? What's the path needed for Kansas City to get there? We'll continue to take your texts and calls, even if you disagree with some of the things we're saying. That's the best part of this whole. This whole sports talk radio thing works. Someone said, it sounds like you guys have all the answers. Oh, we're just talking it out.
Oh, yeah.
If you want like the propaganda, everything is fine, then you can, I'm sure there's some other avenue of the dog
sitting in the the kid swinging on the swing while the house is burning behind her or whatever.
Yeah. 913.
Just act like everything's fine.
586-7965. We're going to hear from Andy Reid coming up next right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.